We are holding Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Behema shenechtecho ragleho min hakuvo lamato." The other behema shenechtecho ragleho means, as Rashi says, ragleho means achrenim. If its hind legs were nechtecho cut off, min hakuvo means from its joint, or lamato and below, is kshera. So the animal is not called a treifa. If you make a shritur on it, the behema is still kshera bachila. Min ha'akuvo lamalo, but if he cut off its hind legs from the joints above, then psula, then it became ready. Treifa is called the behema treifa, and therefore tasa bachila. And the same halacha applies, shenital tsumais hagidim. These are the tendons, the veins that are there also by the joints of the leg. So not that you cut off the leg itself, cut off the bone there, even if you didn't cut off the bone, you didn't cut off the leg. Just your nitta, you took away those veins that attach by the joints there. That's called shenitta tsuma sagidim. Also, the behemoth is called the treifa. Now, what's going to be nishbaretim? Let's say the bone itself breaks. The bone of the leg, let's say where it's below the joint. So far, does not become a treifa out the nishbar alone. But so it depends. Im roiv habosakayim. The robe of the meat is still there, and the Gemara thinks that we'll soon see even the skin is also around it, covering up that part that's broken. Then, shchitosa metarosai, that this part of the etzem, this part of the bone that's broken off, it's still enough attached to the body that the shchitosa aim is metarit, you'll not eat it. But vimlav, let's say where the bone is broken off, again, on the bottom part of the joint, so it does not make the animal itself into a treifa. Avad, you'll not eat the animal itself with a shchita. So in Yishal, if this broken bone itself is so-called attached to the behemoth, to say the shchit helps or not, so if you don't have enough bustle there to cover up robe of it, then ain't shchitosa matarosai. Then we say the shchita on the behemoth is not mata this part of the eva, like a medulgul, it's not mata this part of the bone that's broken, since there's not enough meat there to cover up robe of it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Judah Marav says that Omar Rav Chilim Rav Chiyo Lamato. What does the Mishnah mean to say? The Behema Shenechtechu Raglo. If the legs were cut off, what does Lamato below the joints mean? So he says Lamato means Lamato min Hakuva, and Lamala means Lamala min Hakuva. Yeah. So and it says Beiz Hakuvam, like which type of a joint, like which knee is he talking about over here? Beiz Hakuvamru. That's the akuva hanam keres in a rush. That's the akuva that's sold with the head, this joint, which really means the bottom of the hind legs of the animal. The bottom part of it, that's this akuva. And lamatam is there right away, that's kosher. If it's lamalam is there right away, then takas treifa. Ulam and Ula says, Ulam ravashiya, that kinegde begomel, in the case if you have a camel, is nikar. In this place, this akuva there, it sticks out. By a camel, this joint sticks out. They can clearly tell this place by a camel. The all Malay Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Ula is about Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleim Ludidi, it's good according to me what I say, the Amina. Keneg de begomel nikar, that next to the camel and the camel, this akuva, this joint, it sticks out, you can tell. Hainu Biktoni, that's why it says, Na Mishnah. The same thing, if you cut these tendons, these veins, the tzumas agidim, it's attached there, it's a treifa. But elu lidoch, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, elu lidoch. My v'chein shenitul tzumas agidim. What does the Mishnah say? V'chein, the same thing applies, shenitul tzumas agidim. Because really, it's a machlokes here between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Like, what's pshatak in our Mishnah which says, min hakuvo lamata? I really have to have a picture book of the animal, but on the hind legs of the animal, there are two parts to it. There's the bottom bone, after you have the leg there, after the toes, then comes the bottom bone. So Mashem, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, according to Rav Chiya, that bottom bone, that is the akuva. So therefore the Mishnah says, below that is kosher, but above that is the treifa, and it says right next to it. Now right there is where the tzumas agidim are. So if you tell me where you cut right there, it's called the treifa. That's Ula's question, Back to Reb Chilach. According to you, what's the Mishnah saying? Mechein Tzumas Agidim. That's Mamash, the exact place where the Tzumas Agidim are. But according to Ula, the Ula says no. He holds that the place is connected to the Begomel Nikur. Then the camel is sticking out to those joints. That's the above bone. That's the bone above that's come out attached to the hip. See, so that bone is called the Yakuva. Therefore, it's very good. When the Mishnah says, Lamata Mizeh, means even way up above the Tzumas Agidim, that's also still called Kasher. Lamata, from that top bone, if it's cracked there, if it's broken there, the animal is not called a Trefa. Then the Mishnah says, but you should know, but if you cut it just by the Tzumas Agidim, that's even worse. Even though the Tzumas Agidim is below, if you cut off above the Tzumas Agidim, the whole leg there, it'll be Ksheira. But if you cut down a little bit more below by the Tzumas Agidim, that makes it into a Trefa. So the kids, according to Ula, it's good. The Lashon that says, V'chein another Lacha. Even though you cut below the Yakuv, they cut off the whole leg there, it's Ksheira. But if you cut down a little bit more below that, just taking off the Tzumas Agidim, just those veins there, that makes it into a Trefa. But Ula's question was, back to Reb Chiya, according to you, that you're saying now Lamata means the bottom bone. So right there is where the Tzumas Agidim are. So Pshita, that's Tzran the Mishnah. That next week we cut it over there by the Tzumas Agidim, it's a Trefa. So what's the Vechein Tzumas Agidim? It's almost the exact same place. So on this, Reb Chiya enters back and says, Omalei, the Mishnah means like this, Rechuva b'loi Tzumas Agidim. If you cut over there by the rechuva, by the joint itself, if you cut it over there, that alone makes it a trefa. If you cut right above the rechuva, even without cutting the veins. But you know, the Mishnah says another chiddush, that the Tzumas Agidim, but if you cut the veins over there, even below rechuva, even though you don't cut through the joint, you don't cut through the bone, it's also considered a trefa. So Rashi says, Ivo nechtuku ktani. It says, clearly the nechtuku, Rashi says, legamri mash, Rashi cut through the whole thing. Alma ton le ton a nito atzuma. The lom le lom had a list day. What do you have to repeat it again for? Since it says where the nechtiku kur means through the whole thing, so when you cut through the whole thing, the pshita, that's the mokum where the tzuma sagidim are, that's all the city took off the tzuma sagidim. So Moshe says ishtik, at that time Reb Chiya kept quiet, didn't have what to answer back. But lebos of the nofik, after Ula went out, then he said like this. So Rabbi Yehuda, like said Lanash, Rabbi Yehuda said to himself, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said over his name, never Rabbi Chiya, he said to himself, my time of Yamrle, how come I didn't answer back to Ula and say like this? That Lamata means Lamata min Hakuva and Echnami. That Labatim from the joint, if you cut it over there, cut straight through, it's still kosher. Lamala means Lamala mitzuma segidim. Lamala means, doesn't only mean right above the Yakuva, but Taka means above the tzuma segidim. If you cut a nechtiku above the Tzumas Agidim, that's what makes it a trefa. And therefore it's good why it says, B'chenen, who are then if you cut a little bit below, but cutting off the Tzumas Agidim, that also makes it into a trefa. There's not a kasha why the Mishnah says, B'chenen, it's another chiddush. If you cut it straight through above the Yakuva, which is above the Tzumas Agidim, that's one trefas. If you cut a little bit below, if you cut off the veins there, that also makes it a trefa. So the Khuri should answer this. Hadoma, then he said to himself, no, Hadoma, then he thought over again and said, Hadoma, v'le'amrilei. It's good that Hadoma, v'le'amrilei, like it's good, why didn't tell him this? Because the Yomli could have said to me, Nechtuchu k'toni, it says the Mishnah, Lashon of Nechtuchu. But as she explained, there's also the same part of the Kasha, that the Maestri says, L'malo me'akuva, that's Mamish the same Makam with the Tzumas Agidim. Because Mamash again, the same place, you can't have two things. Therefore, it's a little kasha on the way, if you don't, Rabbi Chiya says, shot in the Mishnah. Like it says, the Mishnah says, again, Hod Rama, Loi Amri Lei, didn't I already answer him back, one answer, and the Yomli said back to me, no, that wasn't a good answer, because Nechtuku Ketoni, it says, Mishnah Nechtu, Mashmi cut through the whole thing. Hachinami Minakubu Lamala Ketoni, which is Mashmi right above, not way above the Tzumas Agidim, but min akuva l'malas, mashma in the Mishnah, right above this bottom akuva, this bottom joint, and that's exactly where the Tzumas Agidim are. That'll be a kasha in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say two things? Really, it's one case. There's a little kasha on the Yuda, on the Rav, on Rav Chiya's Pshat. Nothing more says, Rav Papa Mas Niyoch, Rav Papa learned like this, that on Rav Yuda, on Rav, on Rav Chiya, still on Rav Chiya, l'mata means l'mata min akuva. Lamata, that's kosher, means the bottom part of the joint, and even below the tzumas agidim also. Lamala, that's what we say, lamala, above the joint, makes into a trefa, means lamala min hakuva, umitzumas agidim, means above the tzumas agidim and echnami. Way above it, there, if you nechku, if you cut it straight through, that makes it into a trefa. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein shenitzu tzumas agidim. And then, who are then a little bit below? If you just cut off the veins there, tzumas agidim, that's also considered a trefa. Rashi means of etzem and soy, means in the middle bone, that yeshmokim shi trefa, there's a place even in the middle bone. In other words, he's learned like this, the bottom bone, that's ksheira. The top bone, that makes it into a trefa. What about the middle bone? That depends. If you cut it exactly where the tzumas agidim are, that makes it into a trefa. Not where the tzumas agidim are, it's ksheira. That's what the Mishnah says, v'chein, v'chein shenitzu tzumas agidim, yeah. But the Yakuva Gufa, what about the Yakuva itself? That's Kedula, that he learns the same pshat as Ulu learns. Which means the Elyon at the top part of it. So according to this pshat, that what does the Yakuva mean, the joint? It doesn't mean the bottom joint, but it means the top joint near the hip, just like Ulu learns. So therefore, if there won't be a kasha, the Mishnah comes out good. So Nisra Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shavashi says back, O miyakumidu, do anything. Dilu madlei posiklei v'choya. Matosei posiklei yumeso. How could it be? If you cut it up a little bit higher up, it lives. And you cut a little bit further down, it's a trefa. Like you're telling me now, this middle bone, on the top part of the middle bone, that's not the tzumas agidim. If you cut it straight through there, the animal is kshera. If you cut a little bit down below by the tzumas agidim, that makes it for trefa. Does it make sense? Smur says back, yes. Om Ravashi, Trefus, Kodmadmas Ladodi. Like, yes, in question, Trefus, one of the Madame, one to the other. Ein Omer betrays, we don't say by Hilfus Trefus, Zu Daimuzu, this is like this one. Sherei Choitcho Mikanu Meisom. It can no level like that. If you cut the animal in one place, it could die because of that cut. Chotcho Mikan Vachoy. If you cut it another place, it doesn't die. Skis for Hilfus Trefus, you can't ask the question, since higher up, it's not a Trefo. A little bit below. If you're making a trefa, that's not a kasha. Mefrat will be for sure not a kasha. Because over here you're cutting off these veins, these tumas agidim. That's what makes it into a trefa. Now the Gemara says the elohein tumas agidim. These are these special veins. These are the tumas agidim. So Rashi says the Gemara's question is like mehechin masko. Where do these veins start from? Ve'echin koyach yusin agidim. Where's the ikka koyach, like the strength there that keeps it alive, that if you cut it there, make it into a trefa. So Rabbi says that Omar Ravashi, the agmaro ulabar, means from the bone outwards, off the bone. So Rashi explains it means that mishayotza agidim enetzim, when the veins come out from the bone, Omahachim goes along the bust, along the meat, along the bone, above the joint. So the bone above the joint is orim, belay bus is no meat there yet. Kishtaim gimlas boys, like two or three its boys, and the gidim are added to it. So the kitzah means above the joints, where the gidim are attached to the bone, that's the makom of tumas gidim. If you cut it there, that will make it into a trefa. And Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Ashi, that miagmaro lagaf, no, means inside the bone. Rashi says inside the bone means ein yikroim tzumas elumokim adikosim biyetsa mimokim shadokim boi adaperik. Only up until the joint, the part of the veins that are attached to the bone by the joint, that's called the tzumas agidim. The mashma, the veins, once they start going up, further up, that's not the strength anymore, there will not make it into a trefa. Now, Rovo braid the Rabba Barafuna Omaravasi. He said that name of Ravasi like this, that the Eloi Akuma, it's above the Akuma. But she said the Eloi Akuma means etzem cotton, there's a small bone there. Hu amechabres aprokim. That makes the joints, keeps the joints together there. O mashiesh min agidim olamale menu, whatever above that small bone, ad mokim shemishpashtin, until the place where the veins spread out, that's called tzumais. Because mokim shiyach t'chushom, you cut it there as a trefa. He says, "Who shear nofresh mikot? The biggest shear in all them. Shemaskut starts miyad min okum, or the mouth starts right away from the bottom joint upwards. Vulamata misoif etzem amtsoi, vunechtach bein etzem amtsoi liyais okum shreifa." Since it is a longer, a bigger shear of the sumas hagidim, that's called iloi akuma. Now the Gemara says, Yosef hum rabbonin, there was some rabbonin that was sitting. Kaimid rabbamba, in front of rabbamba. The Yosef, the sinim koma, they said, the akuma gufa. They said, no, the mokim with the atzuma sagidim arm is the akuma gufa on this small bone itself. That's the mokim of the suma sagidim. But she says, nechtuchu gidub kineger okam atzumoi, that's what makes it a treifa. Omle rabbamba said back, do not listen to them, but rather, this is what the Yehuda said, the mokum is where the tabochim, where the butcher strikes it, hits the animal, where the butcher opens up the animal, to separate the meat from the bone. Okay, for right to lead the lois to give them, and this is the mokum of Ahayna, where she says, that's the place above this small bone, above the akuma, but not the akuma itself. So again, that's the smokum of Hechid Depari Tavchei. The Mora says, behind him, that's the sheet of Rabba, Bred Rabba, Baravuna. Now, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yudom Ashmuel, Tsumas Hagidim Shomru, that's what we said is this trephis. If you cut off the Tsumas Hagidim, these veins here, Mokim Shagidim Tsumsim. It means the place where the veins themselves are tzaymis. Means they're attached together. Rashi says, tzaymis means mechudor and yachad. They all look like one vein. So that's the lochel again, Omer Yudom HaShmuel. So atzuma sagidim shomu, it's mokum shagidim tzaymisim. The yad kama, how far up do they go? So Omer Yudom Rabbonim. This Rabbonim said over for Rav Yaakov, Shmei, his name was Rav Yaakov. He said like this, that Kiavinim Bei Rav Yehuda, when I was by Rav Yehuda, O Maloni told us that Shimu Minei, listen to me, because Milso de Migavu Rabbi Shmuel, I heard over this halacha from a great person, O Manu, who is that great person, Shmuel, that what the Shmuel holds, that the Tzumas Hagidim Shomru, that's what it says now, Mishnah Tzumas Hagidim, is a treifa, if you cut it there, that's Mokim Shagidim Tzumsim Boy, that's the Mokim of the Gidim all, or look like one, they're attached together. And they go up until the place where the veins start to separate, each one goes separately. The kam, how far up is that? Abaye said, it's like four fingers in an ox. In a big ox, it goes up four fingers. Now the Gemara says, but bedaka, what about a small animal? Say limbs, how far up does it go? On Rabbi, like this, a bliti, where it's sticking out, bulging out, that's called Hevitzuma Segidim. Bliya, where it's like sunk in, though, that's not called, that's Hevitzuma Segidim. Ashuni, if it's hard, that's Hevitzuma Segidim. Rechichi, where it's soft, Rashi's Lachish, Nicht the Bosom, when it goes, we have the veins start to come into the meat, then it becomes a little bit soft, so Hevitzuma Segidim, that's not called Hevitzuma Segidim. Alimi, what about when they're big and thick? That's called Hevitzuma Segidim. Katini, when they're small, when the veins become small, that's Lehevit, that's not considered Lehevit Tzumas Hagidim. Chivri Hevit Tzumas Hagidim, when they're white, that is considered Tzumas Hagidim. Loi Chivri, if they're not white, Lehevit Tzumas Hagidim, that's not considered Tzumas Hagidim. The Tzumas Hagidim is the veins are white over there. The Gemara says, Ma'abar Avashi Yoma, Ma'abar Avashi says, that even the Zigi is long.